It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, Grammy nominated August Burn Red's guitarist JB Brubaker. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show. We're here to celebrate the Guardian Sessions EP, which features B-sides, covers, and reimagined tracks, which were recorded during the sessions for 2020's full-length album, Guardians and Beyond. And let's talk about, you covered the Westward theme, and Bones from the last album was heard in an episode of NCIS Los Angeles. What's most significant to you about your band intersecting with mainstream popular culture?
Well, it's certainly cool. We've been a band for 18 years now and haven't had a lot of these experiences. So whenever it happens, it's something exciting that we can tell, you know, our friends and family. And being in a metal band, we certainly don't get a lot of mainstream media attention. And it's funny because the NCIS Los Angeles episode used our song as a torture method in a in a jail. Like, you know, was it complimentary? I mean, it was a little weird, but it was a cool spot for us, regardless of how our music was portrayed. But, you know, it gave us a chuckle because it's arguably one of our most quote unquote marketable tracks was used.
Right.
And it was used for torture. So that's funny. But the Westworld thing was just a song that we creatively loved, and we're fans of the theme song. And, you know, the pandemic hit, we had some extra time. We said, cool, let's do a metal cover of this theme song to a TV show we love. So that was kind of more of a for fun project.
JB from August Burns Red on the show with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. August Burns Red with Standing in the Storm. It's Full Metal Jackie, August Burns Red guitarist JB Brubaker with us on the show tonight. JB, Guardians was released right when the pandemic had really escalated. What's been your biggest concern about the album finding its audience in a very abnormal album cycle?
Well, our biggest concern was not being able to be on the road and get it in people's faces. I mean, we had a really great tour lined up that we had to come home from in the middle of. I mean, we were only 3 days in. We were supporting Killswitch Engage, which was a great opportunity. We were going to release the record on that tour. And, you know, things were really falling into place. But, of course, the pandemic derailed that and so much more. But we've been fortunate enough to have a great team behind us with Fearless Records. And I think they did a really great job of marketing the record and getting it into the right people's onto their screens and stuff, so that people were aware that it came out. And obviously we blasted the hell out of it on our social medias, but nothing's quite the same as just being able to be on the road and play it in front of people. And that's the way we definitely prefer to do it. And I'm hoping that we get a chance to do that later this year as things start to calm down a little bit with COVID.
Full Metal Jackie, JB Brubaker from August Burns Red with us. The Guardian Sessions EP is coming out next week. Coming up, music from Anthrax, Judas Priest. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed coming up. JB's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got JB Brubaker from August Burns Red on the show with us tonight. We're celebrating the Guardian Sessions EP. The isolation of a pandemic can lead to heightened levels of introspection. How has that opportunity to literally sit and think affected your artistic productivity and creativity?
Man, that's a good question. And you're right. There's certainly a lot of time to sit and think. I'm not very good at being an introspective person. And that's probably one of the things I learned the most about the pandemic, just that I need to be more aware of my thoughts and feelings as a human being and not just plow forward like I've done my entire life. So the pandemic has definitely opened my eyes to that. And I guess how it's affected me creatively is that I feel like the kind of music that I've been writing that, you know, hasn't been recorded or released or anything at this point, but, you know, we've had time, so I've been writing music, and it's definitely darker darker sounding stuff. And I think that that just goes along with sort of the state of mind that I've been in, especially over the winter. I mean, this was a dark winter for everyone, and I'm really excited for spring to start because it's just been such a depressing couple of months. And I don't know. We'll see what happens when we bring all the music together that we have for whatever we do next as a band. But I have a feeling there's going to be some pretty brooding stuff on the next August Burns Red record.
JB Brubaker of August Burns Red with us. The Guardian Sessions EP comes out next week. Coming up this hour, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also, a new track from Bodom After Midnight, tunes from Pantera, Judas Priest. More with JB after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got August Burns Red guitarist JB Brubaker with us on the show tonight. JB, a live stream performance of Thrill Seeker ultimately became a live album. Musically and emotionally, what did revisiting the first album force you to do?
That's a good question. It was an eye-opener on how we used to write as a band. Things were a lot more cooperative back then as far as the writing process went. And I can remember shacking up with our drummer and just being in our practice space every single night, just working on breakdown rhythms and song structures and stuff. And we didn't know what we were doing at the time. We were just kids and we were putting together parts and songs that we thought were cool to us at the time. And I understand that material from where I was at that point in my life, but I also recognize that it would be impossible for us to try to recreate an album like that today with where we're at as both musicians and songwriters. But it was really fun to give that record another look after being away from it for so long. And I certainly don't think it's something we would have done had the pandemic not handed us so much downtime to work on unusual projects.
JB from August Burns Red with us. The Guardian Sessions EP comes out next week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out a new track from Bodom After Midnight, the offshoot band formed by Alexi after Children of Bodom broke up. And those guys, Bodom After Midnight, announced the 3-track Paint the Sky with Blood EP, which sadly comes after Alexi's death. That happened, of course, late last year. The EP is coming out on April 23rd. We're going to check out Paint the Sky with Blood and hear the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with JB right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, JB Brubaker from August Burns Red on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the Guardian Sessions EP, which again is a new EP that features covers, B-sides, and music that didn't fit the overall flow of Guardians itself. What's most fun about putting together a collection of songs without following any particular structure?
The thing I enjoyed the most about the Guardian Sessions EP was being able to do whatever we wanted and taking on songs that we would normally have no business working with. For example, we covered Chop Suey by System of a Down, which is something that was a lot of fun for us and a song that we've loved for ages. But I think that we would have never done a cover of it had we not had the opportunity to be sitting idly for so long. I mean, that was something that got put together in May of 2020 when we were just kind of twiddling our thumbs. And that's when the idea came to us. So we look for the silver lining, I guess, of what we went through in this past year. And for us, I think that was being able to do different things project-wise that wouldn't have been possible had we not been grounded for so long.
JB Brubaker with us. Pick up August Burns Red, new record, The Guardian Sessions EP. JB, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. My pleasure.
Music from Pantera and more after this.